Welcome to Sparkle Speak. This is a podcast sponsored by Sparkle, which is a Christian women's ministry designed to connect women with the purpose of inspiration and encouragement. Each week, we will interview a new guest who will share her personal experience with Christianity. Whether you identify yourself as a Christian or not, this podcast is for you, and our intent is always to inspire one another through our own unique and individual stories of how God has moved and shaped us. Wherever you are listening today, we hope you enjoy this story of faith. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Sparkle Speak. I'm your host, Catherine. And as you know, each week we like to chat with a guest who shares her personal story of how she came to know the Lord. Today, we are super honored to have Betsy LeBeau with us. Betsy is actually the founder of Sparkle. I know I mentioned that some of us on the Sparkle team would be sharing our stories just to give you guys better insight into who we are and what we believe in. And Betsy actually lives in the Metro Detroit area. She's been married to her husband for almost 31 years. She has two kids, and actually I know Betsy through her daughter. So that's kind of a cool connection. And that's how we got connected and joined Sparkle together. So thanks for being here with us today, Betsy.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Of course. Can you tell us a little bit before we get started, just about Sparkle and maybe how it came about, what it is?
Yes. Sparkle came about actually probably 5 years ago, 5, 6 years ago, when I was thinking about a way that we could connect, inspire, and encourage women in a Christian way. And there really isn't an organization like this. And I thought, first of all, I was thinking about the devotional format where we have 365 devotionals and women from all over the world could give their stories and we could put those in a devotional format, which we're still working on. And then Heather Bearden contacted me and said, you know, I have this beautiful farm and we'd love to have retreats. So we decided that we'd open that up to having retreats maybe 3 to 4 times a year at her farm. And then we decided to do events and now podcasts, and we do Sparkle Speak in many different formats. The podcast is this one, which is, I think, fabulous because it's telling people's testimonies from all different aspects and walks of life. So that's been our heart in our prayer is that many people would connect and be inspired and encouraged through Christ, through Sparkle.
Awesome. Yeah. And I'm so happy, you know, you guys asked me to be a part of it because I've just been, every time we do something and meet, I'm just so encouraged by everyone's hearts, just wanting to connect women in the area and beyond, you know, that's our heart. Yeah. So it's been really, really fun for me to be a part of it. So thanks for that too.
Yeah. We're so glad to have you.
Cool. Well, we're going to ask you some of the questions that we've just been asking all of our guests. So if you wouldn't mind just shedding light on this first question, but what does Christianity mean to you?
Well, Christianity means a personal relationship with Jesus Christ to me. Just knowing that I am imperfect before our Heavenly Father and that I needed a way to become perfect before him. So understanding that Christ died for me, that I could accept him as my savior so that I could be righteous by my faith before God, that he would accept me as his. So that's what Christianity means to me.
Awesome. Love that answer. And this is my favorite part of every podcast, because this is where it gets more personal and unique to each of us. But when did you first start identifying yourself as a Christian? How did you come to know the Lord? And maybe were there any experiences that helped change your view of God throughout your life?
I think when I was a 3-year-old, I went to church and they had that little booklet where there was black, and then there was white, and then there was green, and then there was gold. And I understood black was what I was like as a sinner. And I wanted to be white. So I would, and then the next one was red. I'm sorry. And then Christ's blood makes me white. And then I grow in Christ. And then I have eternal life as the goal. So that was very simple, but I really got it. And I was three and I got it. And I was talking to my parents about it. And I definitely received Christ at that age. I will tell you that I did, like, we did like little Bible study things as a young child. I went to a Christian school. But then when we moved, I moved from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. My dad was a minister at Coleridge Presbyterian Church in Fort Lauderdale. And we moved to Louisville, Kentucky. And when we moved to Louisville, I did not want to be the pastor's child. I wanted to be my own person. So I kind of rebelled from all of that. I wanted to be my own person, a different person than my parents. And of course, they were very strong Christians. And so I had, you know, kind of stepped away for 5 to 8 years, maybe. I, you know, kind of, it's fuzzy there. And when I was 21, I, you know, I found myself in a situation where I was dating a guy. He was not the right person. I've been dating him for 6 years and I knew he wasn't the right person for me. And I wasn't satisfied with the way my life was. I was in college and I kind of had hit not rock bottom, but kind of the bottom in a way that I was disappointed with the way my life was going. So I just prayed and I asked God to show me if he was really there, if he was real. And he it was just amazing. I just felt this overwhelming sense that he was with me in just a huge way. It's just a huge way that I can't even describe. It wasn't even a feeling. It was almost like a knowledge that he was there with me. And from that point on, I decided that I was going to follow him. And I had to let go of all my friendships that I had then and my boyfriend. I stopped drinking. I would still go out into parties and to bars, but I wouldn't drink. And I really kind of turned the corner. And the verse that really, really was huge to me at that time in my life was Proverbs 3:5-6, which is trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. And I remember just saying that verse all the time, knowing what God was going to do, where my friends were going to come from, because I had no idea, because I didn't know anybody that I respected that was a Christian. I honestly did not know one person wow. that I respected at that time in my life. So I was walking down the path and I kept saying that verse, you know, I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to acknowledge you. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding and you will make my path straight. And right there in my path, a girl that I knew, she was a sorority girl. She said to me, she goes, you know, she goes, I want to invite you to a crew meeting that is, you know, she told me where it was in the student center or whatever. And I went with her and I met all these people that were like me. And I had never been open to going to anything like that before because I thought it was a cult, but because I didn't even really know that existed. I mean, you hear about these Christian organizations, you're like, no way would I ever go there. But I went and I was like, wow, this is like unbelievable. And I, you know, that was my junior and senior year, my end of my junior year. So it was my end of my junior year, my senior year in college, I really started walking with the Lord. And it was a slow process because there's a lot of things I had to let go of and relearn. And, but from that point on, I have dedicated my life to Christ. And there's a lot of areas that you have to give up what you were doing. And God slowly but surely pulled me through all of those, all those avenues. And he was, I can tell you, God is very faithful, but you have to trust in him. And I love the verse too. And it's in two places in the Bible, but the one in Hebrews where it talks about how God credited righteousness to Abraham because of his faith. And we are not perfect and we never will be, but because we have faith in Jesus, that's when we can accept the fact that we are righteous before God. And I love to claim that because I always feel like there's so much, I don't know, there's so much imperfection in my life. And I just have to keep claiming the fact that my faith is what makes me whole. And that's always kind of been my motto is, you know, my faith is what saves me.
Yeah, it's like the verse. I wish I knew the exact scripture, but where it talks about the treasure we hold in jars of clay, and
Oh, yeah.
we're the jar of clay. We're just cracked pots, and but we hold this beautiful treasure, and it's through our cracks that Christ's light shines. So,
That's right.
yeah, that connects, with what you were saying about he's your righteousness for sure.
Right.
That's awesome. Well, I love that story, and I feel like, God has just, been using you, so much since then. So, what are some of the things that maybe lately or more recently you've been learning about him, or what are some of the things he's been teaching you that's more recent?
Well, there's been so many interesting things going on the last few years, and unlike anything that's gone on, in the previous part of my life with COVID and just the shutdowns and people dying, and it's just sadness, a lot of sadness. And I think there's a lot of division as well. So really, Philippians 4 through 7, I think it talks about how it says, and this is in the Message, so it's a little bit more light, but it says, celebrate God all day, every day, and revel in him. Make it as clear as you can to all you meet that you're on their side, working with them and not against them. Help them see who the master is. I just think that's just like amazing that we need to be on each other's side. We need to encourage people, support people, help people, and not just be always trying to fight for who we are or try to compete with other people. I think it's God is showing me that we need to be together, united, supportive of each other, and not so separate, so competitive. And I don't know. I just feel like lately that my prayer is to be united, especially with other Christians, but even to come alongside people that are hurting or have a need. I think it's important for us to love each other. So I know the other part of that passage also says, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and prayers shape your worries into prayers or praises. Sorry, shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness and everything coming together for good will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. And I just think it's amazing because that is God's peace that comes. And I think it comes too through unity and being supportive and loving other people. But you first have to know that you're loved by Christ. And the other verse that I really, really love is the verse in Ephesians about how wide and how long and how deep Christ's love is for us. And for that to really resonate in your heart, to really understand that so that you can love other people. Because I think, Christianity is about us, but after it's about us, we are responsible then to go to shower other people with what God's blessed us with.
Yes. It's so interesting you brought up that verse because it was on my heart all day today.
Oh, you're kidding.
And yeah, I love that you connected it to unity too. And because I think you're right. I think we get so hung up in today's world, especially where we're so divided on every little topic, whether it be something as big as politics or something as small as, how you should raise a baby or, whatever. It's like everyone disagrees on everything. But, when we can be loving and truly loving, not just surface level loving, but like a deep love, like you mentioned, that only comes from Christ, that only comes from something so radical, like him sending his son and dying for our sins. We can only when we live out of that depth of love can we really change the world.
No, I totally agree. Yeah. No, it's, and it's, you know what? And one time I remember thinking about that verse, the Ephesians verse, just how wide and how long and how deep. You almost have to just pray that and recite that verse over and over again to have it just settle into your heart and spirit to know how wide and how long and how deep his love is for us.
And it's a, it never ends. The learning and the growing of understanding that will be till
No,
the day
you're
we
right.
die.
And I think there's so many different times in your life where it looks different too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Different seasons and different things you're walking through, whether it be challenging or joyful.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Is there any like final thoughts or you know, just encouraging words you want to leave the listeners with?
No, I just think, I just thank you for doing these podcasts. I think the testimonies and people, you know, telling their stories is definitely inspiring and encouraging. So keep up the good work. I love it.
Thank you. Well, you too. You have been such a blessing to me and an encouragement. And I just look up to you a lot for, you know, how you've walked in faith throughout your life. It's something, you know, I aspire to. So
well, it's by God's grace for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And I agree. I love these stories because everyone is so unique, so different. And that's the beauty of it. God speaks to all of us uniquely. So
that's true.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much, Betsy, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye, Catherine.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Sparkle Speak. If you are interested in following us on social media, you can find us on Instagram at @_sparklefaith_ or at sparklefaith.com. There you can find information on upcoming events and speakers, and please feel free to reach out to us if you have a personal story of faith that you would be willing to share with us. We hope you tune in again next week, and we hope your week is full of the sparkle we all need.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.